In Siman Kuftan Zayin, Sif Aleph, towards the very end of the Beis Yosef and Sif Aleph. So at the end there, so we talked about this a little bit, we already talked about it last week, but we'll just review. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Trumos about if there are non-Jews that come and say we want one of the women, and the Yerushalmi says that the non-Jews come and they say, give us one of you, otherwise, and we'll kill them. And if you don't give us that person, then we're going to kill all of you. So even if they're going to kill all of them, you can't give them over anybody. That's what the Mishnah says. Yachdav lehem echad. However, if they only said, we want one of them, yon shiva bin bichri, yimsir osu v'hal yirgu. So then you can give them over and not all die. So Amar Shimon ben Lakish, right? Why is Shimon?
Excuse me, where are you?
So in the Beis Yosef.
Okay.
At the bottom of, well, for me, the bottom of a page, but right before Bays.
So right before Bays. Okay, Bays is over here, Bays Yosef.
How many lines from the bottom?
How are you there? The somebody's in here.
Garasino?
So I'm a. What?
No, we did that, yes.
Yeah, no, we did it last week. I'm just getting started, okay. And then we'll head into the Bays Yosef. So we have this machlokas then. I'm a Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. As long as he's chayiv misa like Shiva ben Bichri. So what does it mean that he's chayiv misa like Shiva ben Bichri? But there's some kind, what does it mean that Basin has already assumed, there's already a king that's declared it, that the non-Jewish government that's seeking him assumes that he's chayiv misa, but there's some kind of chiyuv that he has, and therefore he's the one that's going to be turned in. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, even if he's not chayiv misa like Shiva ben Bichri, even if there's no requirement, even if there's no particular reason they would want him, still you would send him over. So mashma the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan. So generally we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Beis Lakish. Rechein nirim divrei Rabbi Shimon beferish haMishnah umidivrei Haran maseches Yuma v'chasu duhu adin lenashim she'amru lahen gayim tenu lanu echaz mekem v'nitma. The same thing would be by women if they say we want one of them. If they want a particular one, so then you would give her, and then you wouldn't be metame all of them. So what does that sound like? It sounds like if they say, we want that woman, even if there's not a particular reason, right, that we would give him over. We would give that person over. Right? Better that that person be either violated or killed, rather than the entire city be violated or killed. That seems to be the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So Aval, HaRambam, right, doesn't pass in the way. Perek Hei, Mehilchus Yisodi HaTorah, Pasuk Harish Lakish, Pesarev Tam, right? Why would that be? Lama Dahak, L'chol Dukla, Kaimulan, Halochak, Rabbi Yochanan, L'gabei Harish Lakish, V'efshir, the Pashad Lishna Kavasi, Harish Lakish, Daikatzvei. He sounds, maybe the language sounds a little bit like Harish Lakish. We pointed out last week that that's a little problem. However, right, what do you mean? Because Reish Lakish, the Rambam is paskening based on who he likes more between the opinion of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan and not following the Kali Yapsak. Right, it's a little unclear why that would be the case. Then the Gemara, the Beis Yosef continues on, tells another story about Ula ben Kisri, Kavasi Malchusa Arak Va'azolei Lulud, and he runs to Lud, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi is there. And they say, we want him, and if you don't give us him, so then we're going to destroy the entire thing. So Salak Gabea Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yeshua Levi goes over to him, and he's Mephisa, he convinces him, V'yoivlon, and they give over this fellow, Ula ben Kisri. And Eliyahu used to come to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and all of a sudden he stopped coming, and Rabbi Yeshua, and then he asks him, why aren't you coming anymore? So he said, because I don't go to Moseros, right? I don't go to people who gave others over. So I'm a little, right? But he said, by me, I followed the Mishnah, is what I'm supposed to do. So I'm relaying, no, is that Mishnah's Chasidim? Who? Is that the way the Chasidim act? So what does that mean? Mash b'da'afa gav de medina shari, mikomakum midas chasidus hu shel olasa. So even though that's the din, the midas chasidus is not to do it. So we raised that question last week. So what are you supposed to do? Right? The midas chasidus is that we don't pass in that way. So midas chasidus is you shouldn't have given this guy over, and instead the entire city should have died. Okay, what exactly is the midas chasidus? Okay. So that is, but by the way, this Yerushalmi, the second Yerushalmi, might explain why the Rambam is machmir. Or I don't know if you call it machmir or megal. Why the Rambam says you can't just give him over, he needs to have some kind of chiyuv upon him, right? Like passing like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, because this Yerushalmi, the second Yerushalmi, seems to follow the opinion of Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan, meaning there's a hakvada on giving this person over. You can't just simply give him over just because he's being requested. This Yerushalmi even sounds worse. Even though he is chayiv, even though there is a problem that he is wanted for, still he doesn't want him to be given over. It even sounds like it's an issue with Rabbi Yochanan, but at least you would go like Reish Lakish. Even so, you would follow Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan according to the Rambam. Fine. So now we can move over into the So you can go into the I'll point out one more issue. The Darchei Moshe on the bottom there quotes from the Hagos Maimoni, that it's actually in an earlier part, but it's on the Chassid in the Nash that you would give him over. This is actually within the Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that you would give him over just what he's requested. Darchei Moshe adds in that Tzrichim Lasser Techila Al Kol Tzdadim Kodim Shem Serenim, that you should first analyze all parts of the Shaila before you give him over. Which might imply what the Midas Chassidus is, meaning I've been the problem with Rabbi Yeshua Levi. Rabbi Eliyahu was set with Rabbi Yeshua Levi, right? That they asked him for this particular person. Rabbi Yeshua Levi said, "Oh, I know the Yerushalmi. Of course, you should be giving him over." And he went and gave him over. So that might be what the Eliyahu was a little bothered by. He's just kind of passing this halacha like any other halacha that you're passing. Maybe it required a little bit more thought, even though that seems to be what the din should be. Okay, so that question of what exactly was bothering the Eliyahu Navi, so that actually is discussed in the Taz. So if we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, towards the end of Kufnun Zayin Sif Aleph, so again, Kufnun Zayin Sif Aleph is very long. There's three sections of Mechaber and three sections of the Ramah, at least. Yeah, three sections of each. So towards the last section of the Ramah is quite lengthy. So the second half of the last section of the Ramah, it says there, Ovdei Kochavim Sh'amruli Yisrael. I don't know how you find it in yours. In a standard edition of Shulchan Aruch, it's two lines from the top of the last page, but
what about
there's a Vilna Gaon Tes Zion. There is a the Taz is a Zion.
Oh, it's the last line on Tav Chof.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Last line
of Tav Chof. Yeah. So Ovdei Kochavim Sh'amruli Yisrael. So non-Jews say to a Jew, Tenu Lanu Echas Mikem Ben Argun. We want one of you, and we'll kill you. Lo yitnu lehem echad. You're not allowed to give them one. I mean, giving them one is the equivalent of murdering that person, right? So you can't just give over a person. Ela im kain, unless yachduhu v'amru tenu lanu klone. Unless they say we want that person. Now I have a question for you. What does it say in the parentheses following that?
Mishnah Perikhes to Trumos Harambam Perichemi.
Yeah, okay, same thing in mind. I don't understand. That's the opposite of what the Rambam holds. Right? The Rambam is Machmir.
So the Rambam goes further, he says,
take a look at the Yeshomer. But Yeshomerim, that filu b'chai gavna in l'masu. Even if they were miyachid a person, you can't give him over. Eliyahu kein chayiv misa k'shevim b'chri. Unless he already was chayiv misa like shevim b'chri. And that he quotes the name of Rashi in the Ran. Right, so it's flipped. Right, I'm not crazy here. Right, right. So those positions should be switched. Okay. Similarly, v'chein nashim sh'amru lahem ovdei kacham. Similarly, with women, if they say we want one of them, v'nitmo osam lo b'matame her yitmu kulam v'lo yimsu nefesh achas me'Yisrael. They would all be matame, and you shouldn't give over one person me'Yisrael. Now, it's interesting. These are somewhat different halachos. Meaning, by the first case, you're giving somebody over to die, or the entire city is going to die. In the second case, you're giving someone over to sin, or the entire city is going to sin. Right? It's a little bit of a distinction there. Now you could say, "What do you mean? A woman being raped is like torture, right?" But you know, you could see that both. I mean, you could say that, oh, they're the same case, or perhaps you could even say that there's a nuance between them.
So, what are they going to do to the city if they give over the woman?
If you don't give over one woman, we're going to take all the women, and we're going to rape them all, right? So, is that? I mean, giving over. What are they doing to the woman? Are they raping her in the form of torture, or are they sinning with her, a form of sin, right, as opposed to torture, right? I wasn't sure how to. I just assumed that it was the same thing, but it could be that there's a
Torah at one point nuance that's different. It equates rape with murder, where it says, "Tivorish rotzko kein hadavar hazeh," when it talks about the
okay,
woman in the field.
Okay, but remember, this is the sugya of Yehoram Valyavar.
Right.
I mean, this is the sugya of these three things are, right? And the idea of gilui arayos is not rape. The idea of gilui arayos is that it's a chet, right?
Right? And also, we don't even know if these women are married or not. So.
Right. So it's a little unclear to me how to understand. I'm not sure it makes a difference, but just conceptually, if there's a distinction or if they're really the same thing. Okay, so the Taz here in Siv Zayin quotes that whole story that we read. And he quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the question of of the Beis Yosef on the Rambam, why are you passing that way? And I think he points out that maybe it's based on that idea in the Yerushalmi. So then he tells the story from the Yerushalmi. And probably about halfway through in the Taz for you, it says, V'nira sheliyahu haymegalalan kan. See where that is? I don't know how you would find it. V'nira sheliyahu haymegalalan lo kan. That what was Eliyahu revealing to him? Sheyesh b'masnisin beis
perushim. V'nira, the second line from... Nira li sheikar hachet.
No.
Wrong Nira.
No, that's before that.
Before that.
Six thick lines before that in my Shulchan Aruch. So.
The Holchicho Eliyahu, is it before that or after?
The Nira She Eliyahu, he, Megala?
Hi, Megala, yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 lines up from the bottom.
Okay, so V'nira Sheliyahu Hay Megala Lo Kan. So Eliyahu was telling him, Sheish Basnisin Beis Pirushim, the Hainu Okarish Lakish Okar Rabbi Yochanan, right? That there's two ways of passing it. Akish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Im Dakka Chayv Misa, Olav, right? Who Gavr Lo Ayachet, Kesheven Bechri. That either you chayv misa or not, and the guy is not really a sinner like Shuvah ben Bichri. V'hai Rabbi Shuvah ben Lakish posek k'Rabbi Rabbi Shuvah ben Levi posek k'Rabbi Yochanan. V'uchiach Eliyahu zal, and Eliyahu was coming and saying that who mishma k'mashma osa lav mishas chasidim el kol chas yemora al rosho shema k'Rabbi Shuvah shema k'Rabbi Shuvah ben Lakish.
Rish Lakish.
You have like Rish Lakish. I have a different thing. But even though in theory you pass like Rabbi Yochanan, really we should be concerned that maybe we pass like Rish Lakish. The misfeka as Zlinon lahakel v'nefashos was we go lekula v'lo masrina nefesh al pize chashde Rambam. And after mostly nefesh, based on this, you should be choshesh for the Rambam. And that's a little bit of an odd taz. Meaning you should be questioned. Dini nefashos involves you have to be machmir. So what's the chumrah? The chumrah is rather than give that guy over, you're all going to die.
Right. Worse.
Right.
More.
So in a way, which way is the chula? Which was the chumrah? Okay, but that's idea one that the Taz brings out. Upasad gam came k'reish lakish. And we also pass like k'reish lakish. El da daim kasha. Right. But we still have a question. Lama pasak haramba? Why did the Rambam pass in that way? Afilu imhu chayiv misa. Afilu hachi ein morin came. Even if the guy is chayiv misa, even so, we shouldn't teach this. Behind me, Eliyahu. I mean, how does the Rambam understand that story with Eliyahu and Avi? I mean, right? According to right, the Rambam, understand that story with Eliyahu and Avi that you should be machmer on it. But Sarech Lomar, the Sham Mairi Shahu Gavra Hayachay Misa. Right? It seems like in that case, that guy was Chay Misa already. And even so, Hochiyah Eliyahu. Even so, Eliyahu and Avi said that this guy that he did the wrong thing. He still took it out on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right, that guy in that story was Chayiv Misa. It seems like it even fit the parameters of the Rambam. So why is Eliyahu and Avi upset with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for handing over that person? So you go back to the question, to the original. Lama nen asher b'shuva v'levi. Why is he punished? V'su mahayalu lasos. What should he have done? Right. What mahayalu lasos chasidus. What does chasidus dictate that he should do? V'chayalu lahaniach laru kol Yisrael chas v'shalom mikoach chasidus. Should we allow everybody to die based on chasidus? Based on this minhag chasidus? Like what's going on here? So Nira Lee, so this is what he says. She'ikar ha'chet hayav ha'mesh Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi atzmo halach umasro. The chet was that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went and was moser him. V'hayelo l'haniach hadavar biyad hamon ha'am. He should have just left it to everyone else to do. She asked him, they would do it. Mashiach, they'll do what they want. U'meila hayim moser so, and they would have given him over. V'hu lo hayal lo mar klum. He shouldn't have said anything. Yalzeh Amar Eliyahu, Lav Nishal Chasidim. And that's what Eliyahu Nabi was upset about. Kolomer Shalom Al HaChasidim Nishna Kain. The Chasidim wouldn't taught this. They wouldn't have explained, they wouldn't have taught it this way. Shem ba'atzvun yasu, and then they themselves would do it. El yaniach hadavar kamoshu. They would have just left it as is, and the people would have figured out that we should chuck this guy over the wall and in order to save all of our lives.
Yeah, but if he doesn't.
Let's just finish up and then we'll fight it out. I'm bothered by this as well. Be'al kein pasak ha-ramam, therefore the Rama paskins, she'im or kein lachil, don't teach it, el yanichu hadavar. Just leave it. Right, that's actually the language that the Rambam doesn't have the full language here. The Rambam says it in Parakei Lachahei. He says it. That's you should like leave it for a while. Like you shouldn't be quick to pass it. Like what do you mean? Like just prolong the agony. Like what's going on here? See, that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant just leave it. You don't have to do it. In the Halacha, we pass in like Reish Lakish. We pass in like the Rambam. Wouldn't come over unless he actually has a chiv attached to him. And that's the way my father-in-law passed, meaning the Bach. Right? You notice there's a pretty massive Bach here. Right? So that's the way the Bach passed as well. Okay, so really we pass him like Reish Lakish, we pass him like the Rambam, you shouldn't give this guy over unless he's chayiv, and yet still Eliyahu Navi is upset. Asks the Taz, why is Eliyahu Navi upset? He did exactly what he did the more machmir version, he passed him like the Rambam, he shouldn't have passed it himself. So asks Joel,
if he should find you nothing, isn't that like letting it happen?
What do you mean like letting it happen?
So did they hand this guy over or not?
Ultimately he was handed over, yeah.
Okay, so if he didn't stop it, that's like acquiescing.
Right, so I think I think the Taz's point is okay, so let it happen. It doesn't have to be done by your hands. So it's still uncomfortable. Who's going to do it? So, actually, this Rabbi Reisman, the shiur that I heard today, he said, yeah, you know, there's a lot of jobs like that, that you should avoid doing it, but the jobs need to get done. The example he gave was a vekker in yeshiva. Every yeshiva needs a vekker. Somebody goes around and wakes everybody up in the morning. Right? That guy gets beaten up and nobody likes him and everybody's annoyed by him and they punch his lights out. Okay, so you shouldn't be the waker, but there needs to be somebody who's going to go ahead and do it. And there's many jobs like that, that you shouldn't be the one to do it, but it has to be done.
Sure.
I would have a stronger kasha. What?
Shul presidents.
Shul presidents, yeah. No, that probably has basis in the Mishnayos, right? That you should avoid positions of power, but somebody needs to be in a powerful position. I have a little bit of a stronger kasha, and that is that in some of these halachos were like for Hilchos Shabbos, so we have an idea that if somebody has to be Machal Shabbos in order to save someone's life, right? The Rav is supposed specifically the one that's supposed to do it. Right, in order to show that this is something that we should be doing, and that we should be embarrassed about, etc. So why should this case mean, once the din dictates this, so the rabbi should actually specifically be the one to do it. But nevertheless, I don't know, that's the way the Taz says what the Taz says.
It seems that this is somewhat related to this Kanan Pogimbo. I think we also say there that you're not Morikin, you don't teach this in public. It seems that it's something that has elements of something you don't want people to get the idea that it's okay to do this just because you think it's okay. So therefore we kind of discourage it and we don't want to teach people to do it even though maybe that's what you need to do.
I don't think it might be almost the opposite of Kanayim Pogimbo. Kanayim Pogimbo, I think the idea is that it has to bother you so much that you're willing to go through and end the life. I mean, that's the idea. You don't teach it. It has to be like a visceral reaction.
Right.
This, it's almost trying to tell you it shouldn't be a visceral reaction. I mean, let everyone else deal with it, even though you know that then this is what's supposed to happen. You should avoid doing it. I remember hearing that Rabbi, I think I heard from Shmuel Marcus, who was Rav Aaron Salvechik's son-in-law. So I think he once gave a shiur, and he mentioned that he had like a rodent problem in his dorm room or something, and he killed the mouse or something. So he told his grandfather that, oh, I killed the mouse, because it was fathering us, something like that. He said, I have a grandson who's a rotzeach. So I think that it's that kind of thing, like, he's supposed to kill. Yeah, I guess if you have a mouse in your house, you can see to it that its life is ended. But he's still supposed to, like, something about it. I think that's kind of what he's saying. There is a story in the is one of these famous Holocaust stories which either could never have happened or could have happened many, many times, and that is the Shaila of, can I replace my, they're taking away 100 kids, and they say, I'll give you $100 if you give me my kid back or something, and they say, fine, you have to give, or we're going to take another one in instead. Right, so Zev Mutter. So the famous story, the way the story goes is that somebody went to the Rav and said, my son is taken, I could redeem him, but they're going to take someone else in instead. And the way the story goes is that the Rav just stared at him and didn't give him an answer. And the guy figured out, it must be that I'm not really allowed to do it, that I'm a kabel, the ava, that my son was taken away. I think it's that kind of thing, that we're just, you're not going to say the words, oh, here's this guy, go do what you want with this guy. That might be the idea. But it's a difficult thing to really understand what's going on. Okay, fine. So there's a few interesting comments that the Piskei Tshuva makes here. I guess in Yud Gimel. So in Yud Gimel it talks about, and these questions come up. I think from the horizon we can this year, that for many centuries these halachas were learned as, oh, these are things that happened years ago, and then the Holocaust happened, and these were shailas. So the Piskei Tshuva says, "Tnu lanu echad meichem." So give us one. So Tshuvas no debihu the tinyan lechelik yidal simen aydal. So nishal ben hamachaber. Sar should sarif Yehudim la vodaso, mevakish me Yehudim sheyimsrulo ezenarim imutur limsrulo. That the non-Jewish general said, we need a Jew to do work, and they requested from the Jew that they give him one of the kids. Are you allowed to give one over? And he says the pashut aser is completely prohibited. Va'afim yesh, and then he adds in va'afim yesh ezenarim kalim ufrutzim. Piyoser, even if there's a troublemaker or a parutz who's worse than the rest, ain anu yechol ladon dinu nefashos. We don't have the right to be had to pass on dinu nefashos. You can't give him over. The harbe hayilados ose v'nitein la nisham betfisa. And there are many children that's happened to, and they were given over. Aval chalila limsoro sam lahadicham. Legamri, but that we would do it, Mikal Yisrael, that we would cast them off from Kal Yisrael. Vifrat shelo nisbar be'edus brura im avru avera hamora. And certainly, if we don't have full testimony that they really did this prohibition, we just know that he's a troublemaker, so that you can't do that. Lachin sheiris Yisrael lo yasu av lekazu. Therefore, they shouldn't do such a prohibitive thing, terrible thing. Akaze yichom lasos lishtadel al adam kasher shelo yichu oso kozman shelo amru beferu sheoso heim mevakshim. This is what you could do. You could work with the kasher one that they not take him. As long as you don't say explicitly that that's what you're trying to do. Unless they said we want specifically that kid. Meaning you could try to protect, if you have a kid that's an Eloi, you have a kid that's obviously a big tzaddik, so you could do your best to protect him, but you can't say explicitly you want to protect him, and you can't protect him if they say specifically we want him. Meaning we want him, you can't say, well, I'll take him instead. Right, that you can't do. But in kfar bahap kudal echad, but if they came already and took one, kashul lahorus lishtadal avuro, it's hard to say to have a work on his behalf. It's hard to pass in these cases. Just as it's a mitzvah to say something that will be heard, it's also better not to say things that won't be heard. But certainly you should be mochi against somebody who gives somebody over. Okay, we'll get to the Goral in a minute. But what's the Nud Behuda talking about? So Nud Behuda seems to be talking about the Cantonist decrees. Right? The Cantonist decrees in the early, by the Tsar. The Tsar said, we want X amount of kids from a city. So what happens in those cases? So they would go to the heads of the city and say, you're in charge of figuring out who we're going to get. And that's a tremendous burden that's put on the community. Those of you who do the same, you can't deal with them. You can't start picking out which kids to give, even though that is what happened. And you can sense from the those of you who do this language that that's what happened. Meaning often communities would do it, and they would take, the rich people would buy their kids out, and they would take the orphans, and they'd take the poor kids, and things like that happened. And the Bihuda is fighting against that. There's